What's that?
What's that I hear you say? There's no international football and all the European leagues have concluded, leaving football fans such as ourselves with very little to talk about. Well, it hasn't stopped us before. In this week's episode, we're going to focus solely on the Hyundai A-League, talking transfer news across the country. First up, let's introduce who I've got in the studio. Across the table, Supernova. G'day, mate.
Hello. I'm back in the
hot
manager's
seat.
Chair in the hot seat, and I get to look after the controllers today, so I'm rather excited. I will try and keep sound effects to a minimum, just so you know. So
and make them applicable.
I will try my best to.
Relevant.
Relevant, yes. Sound effects, please.
Anyway, we have another guest, so you might as well introduce while we still can.
The first time that we've had you on the show, Michael Ruchik.
Yes, it's good to be here. It's good to be in the seat with the boys and to see how it all happens.
Long time listener and first time on the podcast.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
No worries. We put a...
Yeah, we're always happy to have a third person on the podcast.
I'm the third wheel, aren't I, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just, you know, maybe leave okay, a little bit later and Pete and I will have a little moment to ourselves just to chat amongst us.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, look,
awkward silent sound effect. This episode is a bonus edition. We're just going to talk one thing this week. No state leagues,
New South Wales.
No
messing about. No. It's all A-League focused.
Yeah, we might briefly talk about something special that's happening in the Mirabella Cup, but a little bit later. Let's talk about some transfer news.
First up, let's look at Adelaide United. Now, Marco Flores, basically he said that he wants to stay in the A-League, but he's open to other clubs putting in an offer for him.
Hello, Sydney FC. Where are you?
Nudge, wink, wink.
Playmaker. Finally, somebody in midfield.
Michael Ruchik, we are a Australian-wide podcast, and I have had to pull Supernova Pete, up a number of times for being too Sydney-centric. And so you need to leave your Sydney bias at the door. I would really very much like to see Marco Flores re-sign at Adelaide.
But if you think about clubs that lack a playmaker, that lack that creative drive, I suppose Nick Carr, when he's fit, is an exceptionally good
he's
person.
He's going to do
that.
the John Aloisi, and his second year will be so much better than his first.
I think so. That left foot bomb on Valentine's Day, which won the premiership, that was something. But look, no, in all honesty, Marcos Flores, a great Adelaide boy, an amazing community
spokesman.
Yeah, he gets involved, and you know there was a special on the World Game not too long ago, a sort of segment about his involvement at a school, and he's really part of the Australian community.
And he trains with local team.
He does. He actually goes around, well, because it's off season. He goes around to all the local clubs, and he just picks up training and brings a couple of footballs along and signs some jerseys and what have you. So fantastic.
Just re-sign your contract.
Well, all someone has to do is put a piece of paper in front of me like, hey, dude, can you sign this for me? And it's like, oh, no, you just signed a contract.
Locked in.
Okay, let's move up to Brisbane Roar because alphabetically they're next. They've picked
up... Is that what we're doing? We're going alphabetically?
We'll mix it up a bit. Okay, so they've picked up Matty German and Kofi Dunning from Sydney FC.
Again, the Sydney-centric focus, mate.
Yeah, I know. But also Shane Stefanuto has come out saying that his aim is basically to stay injury-free this time around. He's focused more on his football. Yeah, good luck to him for doing that. He's basically going to be a new signing for them as that left wing, left back kind of role. How well do you think that's going to work, perhaps? Any ideas? Just putting it out there.
Well, if he stays injury free, he hasn't been able to do that.
Not really
to date. Mm. So no, Brisbane Roar, they're really stepping up. They've signed, as you say, a couple of Sydney boys, and they've re-signed or managed to keep a bulk of their players. So they'll be a good contenders to back it up.
I think they're one of the prime candidates to start really the first A-League dynasty. I think there's a lot of unity in that club, and I think all the players are behind Ange Postecoglou. And really, when Luke De Vere left, I thought to myself, well, maybe, you know, but then, you know, you've got guys who are loyal, who are the Matt McKays, and people who actually want to go there. Matt German, one of them, he felt he wasn't probably being taken seriously at Sydney, and off he goes, and good luck to him. It's going to be a really interesting second season for Brisbane.
Yeah, you say that. It's a club that people want to go to, that people are gravitate to. We're going to look really red-faced come the end of next season when they fail miserably. Because I remember I wrote an article at the start of last season that Perth Glory, they're doing so well. First four games, they were up there. I think they won and drew and looked the goods, but... No deal come season end.
What did I look red faced?
Well, we're sticking with Perth Glory for just a few moments here. They've picked up some huge players and huge signings. They've got Bess Vandenbrink that signed the other day, Shane Smeltz, Travis Dodd. They've just picked up Liam Miller, a former Irish international, Adam Hughes, Danny Ukovic, Neil Young. Even Robbie Fowler's called it quits though. But so they picked up some decent players. Like their season should team, be okay.
It's a new team.
Pretty much. The only thing missing is a new coach. Mm. I just don't rate Ferguson at all.
It's a bit odd, isn't it? It's a bit like when you had Real Madrid with Manuel Pellegrini there. You have an F1 engine.
Yeah.
But
and then their driver is an amateur.
Yeah, exactly. It's a puzzling one. But look, good luck to him. Tony Sage is a very passionate supporter of the game, and you know, he's put a lot of money into it.
Didn't he sell his Ferrari to keep the club going?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you something go. Like that, yeah.
He did. He put it up for auction.
Yeah. Yes.
Good on him.
Yeah, probably bought by Robbie Fowler.
And last up before we go to a quick break, let's have a look at Melbourne Victory. They picked up Tando Vilappi.
Okay.
Tando!
Who are you?
Michael Pekovic has announced his retirement. Marvin Angulo and Luke Pilkington, they were both released from the club. Not too sure why.
Sorry, I just like
Angulo's gone.
That awkward silence that we're all just looking at each other going, Tando?
Yeah.
Really?
But they picked up Solizano, which is a fantastic find, as well as Marco Rogers, who is one for the future, definitely.
Yeah, Marco Rojas is a phenomenal talent. You saw that against the Socceroos. There is a midfield that has a lot of experience on the continent, and he looks at home as a young kid, so, you know, he's one to watch.
Mm.
Definitely. So let's...
we're going to cut to a quick break, I believe.
Cut to a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
All right.
Do you have a job? Do you have someone to love? Someone to spend all your time
with? Are you lonesome?
Do you want to get laid again? No? Then Football Manager is for you. Devote yourself not to a significant other and withdraw completely from society. You'll never have to shower again if you buy Football Manager 2011.
Side effects include no friends, no lady love, RSI, greasy hair, double vision, and an impulse to start your own tactical analysis of football blog.
And we're back. So if you'd like to buy that amazing product that we have on special in the bargain bin right now, get on to it.
The bargain bin? I'd love that in the bargain bin. I'd quit my job.
Yeah. Come on.
I'd stop doing the blog. I'd stop doing the Football Sack podcast.
You only just started doing the Football Sack podcast.
Well, look, that's the drawer of Football Manager 2011. It's huge.
I take it back, it's not in the bargain bin.
Okay, let's have a look at Central Coast Mariners now. They've got Troy Hufield, Michael McGlinchey, he's signed a 2-year deal. Adam Kwasnik signed a 2-year deal as well. Rumour Mustafa Amini's on his way out.
Mm,
interesting stuff at Central Coast.
Mm. Yeah, I was having a chat. Well, I chucked it out there on the Twitter sphere, and Ned Zelich responded. It was an article from a German website which talked about Mustafa Amini, an Australianischer midfielder spiel. And basically, I couldn't understand it, but there was a number in there. It was 100,000 euros, and I thought to myself, that's really not good enough. What's going on there? And Ned was good enough to respond with, we buy him for 100,000 euros, and then we loan him back to the Central Coast Mariners. Now, I thought to myself,
interesting.
That's a really silly move. I mean, initially, you might get 100,000 euros, which in today's money,
it's
Australian...
$100,000,
isn't it? Well, yeah, it's pretty close to it. And then you have to pay back wages in German. You know, German level wages. I mean, it's
wages in German.
In German.
Oh, here have the money. Here, you take the money. Have the eine Masse Mustafa Amini?
Yeah,
we've got Mustafa Amini. Well, we would like to purchase him. Can we have him? Will it cost 100,000?
100,000 euros.
Yeah, you can take him. Yeah, we love that. But quick, can we have him back? We'd just like to loan him back. Oh, yeah, you need to pay us wages, but you pay it in German. We don't know how to speak German. No, you need to learn to speak German before you do it, and then you come back and you speak German and you give us the money.
I think this is how it's going to work as well. It's pretty much what Ned Zelich said. We got a sound effect.
I hate the sound of it. You brought this in last week.
We're still working on it.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting. So I think, yeah, there's a lot to like about what the Central Coast Mariners are doing. Mustapha Amini hopefully sticks around for a bit longer. We've got Bernie Abeniyise there, who's just, I think, going to light up the World Cup.
Well, he was rumoured to be, what, the next Mark Viduka, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah. Anointed by the World Game.
And he came from the State Leagues, didn't he?
I believe so.
I believe it's like Blacktown or Bankstown, one of them.
Something like that, yeah.
Which is great. You know, these need to be the breeding ground of the next generation. So if he is indeed the next Viduka, then sweet. There you go.
Now let's cross over to New Zealand and see what's happening at Wellington Phoenix. They've picked up...
May I stress once more that we are a nationwide...
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
That includes New Zealand.
That's my first podcast, and I'm just... I'm insulting everyone.
Okay, that's fine. Well, look... Wellington Phoenix, they picked up Lucas Pantelis and Jimmy Downing, two players who are okay, mediocre.
Lucas Pantelis.
They're not going to set the league alight, I guess.
Pantelis has scored some bomb goals for the Adelaide side in recent years.
The question is, are they ready now or will they be ready come season start? Like Paul Eiffel. Paul Eiffel's like, I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, Paul Eiffel's, he's been sitting there with his boots on in the dressing room going, yep, I'm ready, come on. And it's early.
I just really like that media release that Wellington Phoenix put out that said, Paul Eiffel's ready to go. Well, you don't have any games for a few months, guys.
Yeah, good on him. Good to see players are ready to go so early in the season.
I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
What's our next club, Pete?
We're going to look at Gold Coast United. They've picked up Paul Beekmans, who is friend of Bas van den Brink. So apparently he was...
Claim to fame.
A bit of a name dropping there. They picked him up from a second division Dutch side, SC Camber. Now, they've also picked up McGowan from Hearts, not Melbourne, but the Scottish club Hearts.
Mm.
And are
they just the same type of club that might, like Melbourne Heart?
Hearts of Midlothian. Hearts of Midlothian.
So you need to get more into your Scottish football.
Yeah, I didn't realise there was anything other than the A-League.
The other player that they picked up...
They stole the name.
Sure.
The Scottish team stole the team from Melbourne Heart.
I thought Heart's name should have been Melburnians, a bit like the Hibernian Club. It would have been a nice old field name, but anyway, let's talk about team news.
The other player that they picked up, Alex Smith from Sydney Olympic.
Isn't that a good move?
It is.
But that's happened a while ago, and it's been confirmed. I think tell you what, we announced it a while ago, and then it was only an exclusive. It's only just come out in the recent news that's official.
Yeah.
But so, Football Sack.
Hey, you get your news first from the Football Sack.
That's right.
Of course you do.
And that website is, Pete? Oh, no, wait a second. Rucic, first to the podcast.
Yeah, Rucic. What's our website?
www.thefootballsack.com.
www. I like that.
No, it was quite professional.
How else can people get in contact with us? It's on the Twitter and on the Facebooks.
Yeah, or send us an email. info@thefootballsack.com.
Absolutely.
Now, last time we were in this studio, we were looking at the phone and the lights were flashing. And
they were. They're flashing everywhere.
Apparently, we had a caller which we were interested to see that because we don't actually give out our phone number, so people don't know.
How did that happen?
How to get in contact with us. But yet again, our lots are lining up.
We're going to cross to someone in a moment.
Let's have a look if we can get them on the line.
I believe it's our number one fan.
Okay, let's see if they're here.
Hello?
Hello, number one fan. Are you there?
Hello, Domino's.
Oh,
Domino's Pizza.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Who's this, love?
This is the Football Sack.
You've got
podcast.
Supernova.
Is that gorgeous, spunker, hunking love, Matthew, there by any chance?
You were here on the podcast just a couple of weeks ago. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm lovely. And who's this? Because this isn't Matthew.
No, that's right. This is Supernova Pete.
Yeah. Can I get Matthew?
Yeah, sure, I'll put Matthew on for you.
Yeah, hello. I'm just putting on my deep voice here just to ham it up a bit.
Hello, gorgeous, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. What's your name again?
Beryl.
G'day, Beryl.
You know who I am.
Of course, you don't call me up after the show, though, do you? No, that hasn't happened.
Now, that other guy that's also Mr. Gorgeous, Harry Kuehl, where's he going? Is he coming to Sydney, love?
Well, we don't have Harry Kuehl in the studio, but we do have another one who is equally attractive. We've got Michael Rucic.
Is he as gorgeous as you, love, and Harry?
100%. 100% he is.
I can speak to the lady.
Do you have a question for us, Beryl? Do you have anything that you'd like to know from the Football Sack Boys?
I'd like to know Perth Glory.
Yeah, what would you'd like to know Perth Glory?
A little bit more about them, love.
You'd like to know them? You'd like to get to know them? You'd like to get in
who
their pants?
Who have they signed?
Haven't we been through...
Gorges can be a little bit dim sometimes.
Are you not listening to the show and we've already gone through the Perth Glory segment?
She was trying to order a pizza, man.
Oh, right.
Look, love, it was lovely once again, but I'm going to have to go because Domino's.
Yeah, you need
Domino's?
Pizza.
Yeah,
I think it's 131... 8 double 9. Is that? I think that's a building. That's a building company.
No. That's Accent Blinds or something. Isn't it? A free plug for Accent Blinds.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for calling up, Beryl. Hopefully,
we'll get you on another time.
Yeah, we'll talk to you.
Maybe line up some questions next time that we have you on the show.
Yeah.
Don't insult our only caller.
Hey, well, our lights it was flashing up, Michael. Don't spoil the illusion.
So, I think this is meant to be a sign that says for me not to answer the phone anymore.
Mm. Maybe we should start calling people.
Okay,
because
last week on the show,
you got in a bit of stick because you did say that Melbourne Knights they play in black.
Well, not just actually because their logo, they play in red, but they have black lines in them.
It's definitely red.
It's red jerseys with black detailing. So,
okay,
trust me.
Well, I don't know if I can because you got that wrong.
Thank you.
Black detailing. That's is it like a sports car? Or is it
the club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just while we're in Victoria, before we go on to the rest of the A-League transfers,
yes.
In the Mirabella Cup, which is the...
Which Melbourne Heart and Melbourne Victory can't compete in.
They no longer can compete in it because they got banned by the FFA.
Regulated.
Wait, where's my boo sound effect?
Oh, no.
Boo.
Yeah, there you go.
Cobram Victory FC.
Yes.
They
never heard of them.
No.
Who are they?
They are a country league side.
Aren't they just the Melbourne Victory under a different name? Sorry, Ben Buckley's probably listening.
Oh, you Victory in disguise. Yeah.
They're not Melbourne Victory. We don't want to get them banned because they are a country league side. They have made the top 12. Supernova.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It's a bit of the fairy tale run that they've had.
Yeah.
Hopefully get to see them
in the final.
In the final. That'd be nice.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what this is all about, the knockout football. And I think... It really is a shame that a club like Cobram couldn't play against their namesake. Anyway, we had it at the fan forum. I had a question for Buckley, and he answered it, and he told us that we'd get confused.
Yeah.
So, look, we
are simple folk.
Well, yeah.
Matt and I actually had a chat to Ben Buckley. We were meant to organise a meeting with him. He hasn't gone back to us.
True.
So,
Ben Buckley, if you're out there.
Yeah, if you're listening, Ben Buckley...
We'd
reply
like...
to our email or give me a call. You've got my card.
What about Nikki Buckley from the Sale of the Century back in the day?
We'll take you as well.
Yeah, Nikki, sure, anyone.
Nikki Buckley, we're sure you're listening also.
Now we're getting confused.
Confused.
Ben Buckley was right.
We're simple folk. But Melbourne Heart have come out and said they will verse the winner of the Mirabella Cup.
Credit to Scott Munn. He is a top guy.
Yeah.
Talking about Melbourne Heart, they picked up Mate Dugandich, sorry, I can't pronounce his name at the moment, from Christy Rivals, and they've also picked up Curtis Good from the AIS. Mm-hmm. A couple of good players there.
And they've re-signed a number of their players as well, which is nice.
Exactly. Mm. They actually released their jersey, their home kit, the other day, which is the exact same design as what it was under Reebok. The only difference is it says ISC at the top now.
Yeah.
Scott Munn had a kick around wearing that. Melbourne Heart are actually having competition to their fans to design the third kit.
Interesting, isn't it?
Brilliant, yeah.
Fantastic.
How can they do that? Do they just email in?
It's on the Facebook page, so Melbourne Heart Facebook. Jump on that and you can upload your pictures of design jerseys. I know a couple of my friends have already done that. Ronnie Zhang has done a fantastic job of some of his jerseys. So check them out for sure.
Mm. And there'll be a couple of other guys. I'm pretty sure Stephen Forbes, Forbesy, if you're listening,
Forbes,
has got one in.
Yeah, Forbes has got one in. I've seen that one.
Tell you what you should do. Somehow, in your design, just chuck the Football Sack logo in.
Yeah, if if not...
Chuck it in.
Give some free plugs. Just work that in somehow.
Somewhere, this those characters.
I think if somebody does that, fair's fair, they should be on the podcast.
I like that. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
If you are interstate, we'll give you a call up and you can have 5 minutes. Shout out to whatever the hell you want to do.
Better than Beryl the pizza orderer.
Orderer. Great. That was Melbourne Heart.
Now we've got two teams left to talk about. We've got Newcastle Jets, who have picked up Jason Kalina, so father
Massive.
And son teaming up here.
Yeah, great story. And I think we're going to see a really good season from the Novocastrians. I think the club is going places, and I think you're going to see a lot of synergy with the... Did they pick the Newcastle Knights jersey?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, initially I was a little bit skeptical.
They've got a Barcelona style. So their home kit is going to be red and blue. Mm-hmm. Their away kit's going to be black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And
white. Yeah. Oh, because black and white was the traditional colours of... That's the story, isn't it? Exactly. Traditional colours of the Newcastle.
I think it's going to be great. I think Branco is going to come into his own with his son there. And I think that there's going to be a lot to cheer about if you're a Novocastrian. I know Chris Hills is going to be pretty keen to get on the podcast as
Definitely.
Well.
Definitely.
What's the... The football movie, there's only one Jimmy Grimble, and the father and son relationship in the coach, there's the father and the son on the field, and basically the coach's direction was, pass it to bloody Jason! Pass it to Jason! Yeah.
Now,
that was the only direction. I can just imagine Branko saying, pass it to Jason! Get the ball to Jason!
This is not the first father and son combination
in the A-League.
In the
A-League, right.
Because in season one at Perth Glory, we had Steve McMahon Sr. and Steve McMahon Jr.
That went so well.
The other player that Newcastle Jets have picked up is Thiago Calvano. He is a Brazilian player from Fortuna Düsseldorf. So
right on.
What do you reckon? Unknown quantity, or is he?
That's where Robbie Cruz went, isn't it? Fortuna Düsseldorf, isn't it? I think.
I don't care where Robbie Cruz goes as long as he's out of the league.
This is not a Sydney FC
people know
podcast.
How much I dislike Robbie Cruz.
He looks like a hobbit, doesn't he? He does. He's a bit of a Samwise Gamgee there. If you look at it closely,
let's move off this topic.
If you're
for a
listener of the show, Robbie Cruz, we apologise.
Yeah, you're a fantastic soccer.
I don't care, Robbie Cruz can.
But you look like a hobbit.
You won that penalty fair and square.
I honestly don't care if Robbie Cruz. He's listening, he can know that I don't like him.
Oh, I like you, Robbie.
Okay, Supernova.
Last up, we've got Sydney FC. Okay, they've picked up Michael Beauchamp, Jamie Coyne.
Save the best to last. So, go.
Sydney FC, yep.
I'm speechless. Sydney FC, Michael Beauchamp, Jamie Coyne, George Chianese, Nathan Sherlock. Some decent players there.
I'm keen to see Juho Mikaela really get a whole season under his belt.
Please, just... field him. Don't give him 10 minutes at the end of the game. Give him some...
It all comes down to what formation that we're actually that Sydney FC is going to play, because if they're going to stick to this 4-2-3-1 style, Juho has to play out wide. He has to be that wide or wide left player. Mm-hmm. He's got to play that Alex Bross kind of style, because Bruno's going to be that target man up front all the time.
I don't think we've seen too much of whether Juho and Kazarin work together well.
We've seen them at a couple of friendly matches that Matt and I have been to, and they've done okay.
But Bridge and Kazarin have done quite well together.
Especially in the Champions League. Yeah. They did really well.
You know, the combination I'm most excited to see is the Nicky Carl and the Carol Kissel combination. I want to see how that works. And I'd just like to put my hand up and say maybe, just maybe, I'm personally responsible for Carol Kissel coming home. Because I don't know if you remember what I tweeted.
A picture
right.
A while ago of you at a Sparta Prague match, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I've got some Czech family and I was over there and we decided that there was a game on. We'd go to, it wasn't Sparta Prague, it was actually Slavia Prague, the crosstown rivals.
Sorry, yeah.
And it was against a team called Bohemians, who also have an Australian connection, which is that they came out here, I think in 1916, adopted the kangaroo as the mascot.
Yep.
Anyway, another story entirely, but Carol Kissel scored the first goal and I realised it was him. I didn't know he was, I knew he went to Slavia Prague, but I didn't put two and two together and realised that he was on the pitch and scored the first goal. And I thought to myself, bloody hell, we lost another one, didn't we?
Yeah.
After the game, sitting there about to file out, and Carol Kissel came over to say hi to his wife and kids, and there I was in between them going, yeah, Carol Kissel! He's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, I've got family here. But
did
when
you have a Sydney FC...
Yeah,
I had a Socceroos jersey. I'd just been to the World Cup and I had a Socceroos jersey on. So it was immediately clear who I was, who I was. But because everyone knows who I am.
Yeah.
But no, that I was an Australian and I was telling him to come home. And lo and behold, he did. So, Roger.
You heard it here
first. That was me.
The football sack brought back Carol Kissel to the home.
Exactly right. Yeah. And look, we should get an interview and I should raise this again and we should how far it goes.
We'll do that.
I'll organise that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're just organising things here on the podcast. Yep. So we'll just mark that down.
This is very
we'll organise that later.
Carol Kissel interview. Yep. Done.
Very football sack, isn't it? It's on the fly.
If you can just get me a coffee, just organise that.
Yeah, cool.
One sugar.
Now, we've talked about all these teams.
Ristretto.
The one person who we haven't spoken about, Harry Kewell. What's going to happen there?
Ooh. Definitely coming to Sydney. Well, the talk has been in recent days that Sydney are the front runner out of nowhere. We don't know much detail, but no, I think there's been a lot written as well, and I think his agent, isn't it Bernie Mandich, has a lot to be responsible for with that article saying that this is what Harry's after. This is what Harry's after.
Oh yeah.
It was definitely there to really raise his stakes, and I think if Cherie likes Sydney, then they should stay in Sydney.
Well, I'm sure she could get a gig on Home and Away or Neighbours or start up her own drama.
Absolutely.
Wherever he goes, it will be fantastic for the league. Wherever he goes...
Okay, this is where my rant starts.
Can I just say that wherever he goes, use him as a pin-up boy. It doesn't matter if he's injured. Just before, sign him now before the A-League starts. Rake in the memberships. Use him
and watch the crowds across the leagues rise.
I don't care if he doesn't
across
play.
The clubs in the league rise.
Because the first season that we had Robbie Fowler here, the crowds were enormous. Mm. And so it'll be similar. They were pretty good.
Well, it's the Dwight York effect, I think, for a Sydney crowd. Yes, if he came to Sydney, it would be big. Yeah. And I think in terms of the Socceroo fan or the NSL fan who's not an A-League fan per se, even the non-football person who's keen to give the A-League a go for the very first time, Harry Kuehl, he really is the guy that will have that effect on the league. And the FFA should really get involved in making that happen.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Who knows? We might actually get the Harry Kuehl announcement when we actually find out about these football jerseys, because we're still waiting to see what Melbourne Victory's confirmed kit is, what Sydney FC's confirmed kit is, because they're both with Adidas, as well as, who are the Wellington Phoenix, sorry. Right. Their kit should look like Hull City's. So I'll post a picture of that up later on. That's what I'm putting my money on, that their kit's going
to
be.
We are going to end it there. Thank you to you guys for listening. Firstly, thank you to Supernova, as always. Mike Ruchik.
Hello,
the Czech.
Sir. Yes, the Czech.
Thank you for coming on the show. We hope to have you back again. Will you come back next week?
Of course I will.
Oh, yay! Lovely.
Of course I will.
Next week we'll actually go into our State League action. This was just a bit of a bonus episode.
Check out the website, www.thefootballsack.com, and we will see you again next week, hopefully, with Quiggin Lyle.